Okay, so we were continuing in the Agadata on Pei Aleph Od Aleph. And since we were already talking about people being brought to Eretz Yisrael for burial, so the Gemara picks up on that topic. Yaakov said that he wanted, Yaakov Avinu, that he asked Yosef to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, to bury him in Mare Machpelah with his ancestors. So why? Yaakov kolhan dehu manu menache. What would he be losing? What would he be lacking if he was buried in Chutz Laretz? It was a big deal to ask Yosef to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So Lezer Amar Dvarim Begav. There's a hidden reason. I don't know what it is. Rochanina Amar Dvarim Begav. Rochanina said there's something hidden. Shuben Levi Amar Dvarim Begav. So Mao Dvarim Begav. What is this hidden issue? Shuben Lakish Amar Etalech Lefnei Hashem Barzo Dachayim. The pasuk in Tehillim says that I'll walk before Hashem in the land of the living. And from context, it seems like it's Eretz Yisrael, because the continuation of the Perek talks about paying your nidarim back, bechatzrot Beit Hashem, in the courtyards of the Beit HaMikdash, which means that you're in Eretz Yisrael, that so v'kesarim v'chavroteha, so v'alo ein, arzor v'chaim v'alotzor v'chavroteha, so maybe that's tzur, that's tire. The Kesarim Rechavrotel, or Kesaria, which at least then was outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Taman Zola, Taman Sova, where you find a lot, right, just inexpensive, and you can enjoy an easy life. So why is Eretz Yisrael the land of the living? There's benefits in other countries. So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish reading Kapara Eretz Shemiteha Chayin Chila Limot HaMashiach. It's the land in which people will come back to life first. Tchila Meitim will happen first. Matam, what's the source? Notein Nishama L'Amala. So this is a pasuk in Yishayahu that Hashem says he'll give a Nishama, give a soul to the people in Eretz Yisrael. So Elamayata Rabotenish Bagala Hivsidu. So if you take it as extremes, that means that only the people in Eretz Yisrael will have Tcheda Meitim. Does that mean all the great rabbis buried in Chutz La'aretz won't have Tcheda Meitim? So Amar Rav Simai, Mach the Kadosh Baruch Lifnei Met Ha'aretz. No, it is true, according to this piece, that Tcheda Meitim will only happen in Eretz Yisrael. But that doesn't mean that people buried in Chutz La'aretz won't have Tcheda Meitim. It means that God will create tunnels and roll them in Midgalvelim Kenodo. They'll roll like flasks. They came into Megin Eretz Yisrael, Nafshan, Chozor Aleihen. But when they get to Eretz Yisrael, so then they will be brought back to life. And apparently this is what Yaakov Avinu wanted to avoid. Umatam, and what's the source? So this is from Apostle in Yechezkel, Veveti etchem el admat Yisrael, I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael, v'natati ruchi v'chem v'uchitem, and then I will bring you back to life, v'nachti etchem el admatchem, and put you in Eretz Yisrael. So first I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael, then I will give you life. And Rebrachia shal Rabbi Chelbo, Rebrach Ezra Rechelbo, Rechelbo shal Rabbi Imi, who asked Rabbi Imi, and Rabbi shal Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar shal Rabbi Chananya, Veta Rabbi Chananya, Chanina Shaul Rishuben Levi, Afilkon Yerovim Ben Avad V'Chaverav. So what about wicked people who live in who are in Eretz Yisrael? Amar Lei Gafrid V'Melch Shreifa Chol Aretzo. And he said, no, there are parts of Eretz Yisrael where we will burn it, right, because of your Averot, like stone and the like. Amar Brechya Ma. What does that mean? Ein Shalen Vein Shalen Lo Shaman Minei Klum. So they kept asking each other, and no one knew what this was supposed to mean. So my kedon, so what was in fact, what does this burning of Israel have to do with Yerovam? Kevan shenisra of Israel nasa ben midadadin. Says it means that Hashem punishes the land, and then yeah, after punishment, they will be zochet to tchiyat hametim. So in fact, all those will be zochet tchiyat hametim. And tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Sheva Shanim Esher Eretzal Nisrafet, that for 7 years the mound of Eretzal will be burned, and Adi Dechtiv, Vigir Brit, the Rabbim Shavua Echad, that he will impose the covenant against the prominent one for 7 years. Okay, so let's just take a moment to talk about this, the value of being buried in Israel. So you have this in the parallel in Ketubot, Kuf Yud Aleph, that says that being buried in Eretz Yisrael is like being buried under the Mizbeach. And therefore, it's Mechaper, just like the Mizbeach. And Avot Rabbi Natan and Chavav Bet, it says that being buried in Eretz Yisrael is like being buried next to the Kisei HaKavod, next to Hashem's throne. And Ari Yerushalmi, again, as we've already seen, says that people will suffer less. Now, this has an afkamina lehalacha, because in general, you're not allowed to reinter a body. Once it's buried, it's buried. However, it is mutter to reinter a body in order to bury it in Eretz Yisrael. And the Petchei Tshuva in Shin Samach Gimel says that this is true. He quotes the Maral Bach in Tshuva Samach Gimel, that this is true even if the deceased person was, not really into being buried in Israel. Again, not if he actually said no. They assume that if he actually said, "I do not under any circumstances want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael," then you have to listen to him. But you see that this value has halachic implications, and even in cases where the people didn't want it, or didn't were somewhat opposed to it. Right? This is the I'll just read the Pitchei Tshuva. He quotes Raim Tshuva Maral Ben Chaviv, the Maral Bach, she called it the Avim Gila Daito Bechayev Beferish Shalav Shaver Lemezek Le'mer Eretz Yisrael. Ukudat Rabbi Bar Kari Yerushalmi Sof Kilayim, and he points to our Yerushalmi here. Afilach Yishari Levnoi Lemeske U Mitzvah Kav. He's still a mitzvah to bring him. Yuheichad the pocket Levanim, unless he explicitly commanded Befer to Lo Lesku. Ena wrote to Lafres Lamid the Lahor Levanim Shiavru Al Dvarav. Right. So this value is right is quoted Lahalacha. And as Nafke Mina. Now, interestingly, during in one of Rav Schechter's tshuvot during COVID, right, he was asked about this, right, because during COVID, often there were a lot of people who had burial plots in Eretz Yisrael, but because of COVID, they couldn't travel. So they asked whether they could bury them in Chutz La'aretz, knowing that they're going to have to reinter them. And Rav Schechter said that yes, right? Yes, you could, because as we see, the simple pshat here in Shulchan Aruch, based on this Gemara, the Gemara in the Bavli, and the Gemara here in the Yerushalmi, is that there's real value to burying in Eretz Yisrael. Now, it is worth noting that many Hasidic poskim disagree. And they note that the Zohar in three places implies the benefit of being buried in Eretz Yisrael, contra to what's implied here in the Gemara, is only for those who lived in Eretz Yisrael. And Divrei Yatziv in Yoredeya, Reish Chav Dalid, therefore says that you shouldn't move a body to Eretz Yisrael. And as we're going to see, his source is the continuation here of the Yerushalmi. So far we've only seen the positive, but we're going to see a little bit of opposition. So let's continue. So Kutim Shabamayim Osim. So during the 7 years that the land was being burnt, what did the Kutim do? So Gemara says Matlon Matlir Haitan Israfet. It was only burned in patches, and therefore they were fined. So now back to the burial in Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is telling the people about their punishment, that they're going to go to Bavel and they're going to be buried there and die there. Rabbi Abba bar Zamin amar Rabbi Chelbar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Achad amar meit sham v'nikbar sham. When a person dies there and is buried there, yesh biyado shtayim, he's cursed twice. He lived in an unholy place, he died in an unholy place, and he's buried in an unholy place. It's the latter two that we're talking about here. Chadam or Meit Sham V'nikbar Sham. One says he died there and he was buried there. Yesh Brother Shtayim. Meit Sham V'nikbar Kan. If he was buried there and he was died there and buried in Israel, Yesh Be'ado Achad. He has only one curse. Right? So up till now, we see only the positives. V'char Namar And some say that the burial in Eretz Yisrael gives you a certain amount of atonement. For being for dying in Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Yona, b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, rigloi divar nasha arvate, a person's feet are his guarantors. L'mikmate kolhan hu mitvei, that whenever he right whenever he needs to go to die, he will his feet will take him there. So for example, when Achav decided to go to war. So the fake Nevi'im will tell him it's going to be fine. And Yoshafat says, who's going with him to war, and he's at least a tzaddik, despite the, you know, the sin of partnering with Achav. But he says, come on, is there no other Navi here? And he gets the real Navi, Michayu. Michayu has a Nevu. So first he says, go and fight, you'll be fine. Then he says, oh, come on, tell me what God said. He says, you're going to die. And then he says that he had a Nevuah. He saw in a vision that all the winds in the world were, all the malachim were, God was saying, who's going to trick Achav into going to war and is going to die? And the Ruach says, I'm going to fill the fake Nevi'im with a fake Nevuah, and that's going to kill him. So you see that something will bring someone to the place where he's supposed to die. The Yamad B'toch Beit Avolotaman. And why was this necessary? Because he was supposed to die, not just die, but die there. And that's why you needed this whole story. And then we have this a following story. The Lichoref Achia train is Karatoi de Shlomo. These two secretaries of Shlomo. Chama Malach Mota Mistakelbon. The Malach Amavet saw, well, Shlomo saw Malach Amavet looking at them. The Chorek Bishinoi, and he was baring his teeth. Amr Mila V'Avon Mechalola. So in order to protect them, Azam and Nazim and Tamon, right? He put them in the empty space above the earth, and the Malach went and killed them there. Ata kaim legachek lekivle, and then the Malach Mavet came and was laughing. Amar le Aishai David Echrach b'shin Ayecho kedonat gachin lach. Before you were angry, and now you're happy. You're laughing. Amar le Rachmon and Nazir lechorav achia min chalola. Yeah, because God told me what I thought was impossible. God told me that I have to kill these two people in this the empty space above the earth. And I said to him, "Man, and how am I going to get there? I'm going to get them there." So Hashem put the idea into Shlomo that you'll try to save them by bringing them there, and then I'll be able to kill them because that's where they're supposed to die. Now, there's plenty of fascinating stuff agadically what's going on here in terms of you know, free will issues and mazal and predestination and the like, but that is beyond what we can cover here. And the symbolism here, and then we get a second story. Train broy de Rabbi Bon bar Astrabilos Talmud de Rabbi Chama Malacha de Mota Mistakabon Mechark Bishinoi. Again, Rabbi saw the Malacha Mavet gazing and baring his teeth at Reuven Bar Stavolus, V'Amar Niglon Ladrom. He said, "Let's go to Galut in the south. Shema Galut Mechaperet, because maybe Galut will be Mechaper Azum and Asum and Taman." And then he died there. And again, right, at some level, this is just telling you how little man, you know, can plan. You know, it's also it just reminds me. It's important that when the Gemara says, you know, that if Yisurin are coming, you fashbeish b'masav, and then you should yitlay your sin on a certain, act, you know, you might read that and think, oh, well, as long as I can figure out the sin, I'll do tshuva, and everything will necessarily be okay. But Rav Karmi once pointed out to me, no, it's yitlay, right? It's, you should emotionally relate to it, that's why the suffering is happening, and maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, because the suffering is supposed to prompt you to tshuva. But to claim that you know exactly why God did something, this sin leads to this punishment, and if I do tshuva for this sin, then I won't be punished. I won't. Right? That's already you are right. These are right. So yeah, Galut is mechaper. So that was a reasonable thing for him to do if he thought that he needed to do tshuva to be saved. It happened to be that that actually would lead to his death. Right? We can't know for sure. We live our lives based on principles, and we do our best. And there are certain, but they're not predictive, right? We can never quite know exactly why God does what he does and how he does it. And that's important, right? And that in these agadot, right, the emphasizing the fact that he's following the rules, he sees that he's going to die. So he says, let's go to Galut to do tshuva. And that ends up being what leads him to death highlights just how little man knows. Okay. Ula nechuta haveid machtamot. Now, Ula, the descender, right? The one who would go to Chutz La'aretz. Now, there's a lot of fascinating stories in the Gemara about this. Right, the fact that he would that Ula would go back and forth. So he was dying in Chutz La'aretz. Sharei Bachis began to cry, and Amr Lay, Madlan Bachin, said, why are you crying? Anan Maskin Loch La'aretz Yisrael will bury you in Eretz Yisrael. Amr Loni said to him, Uma, and now we get the negatives. Uma na liyavad muda margalit go ara misavata. If I lose my soul, my pearl in a tummy land, Lodoma Poltobachik Imo. It's not the same. Someone who gives up his life in the embrace of his mother, Lapoltobachik Nachriya, like someone who gives up his life elsewhere. We have a similar version in Ktubot Kof Yud Aleph. And again there when they brought his coffin back. Rilazar said, it's just not comparable. Someone who dies in Eretz Yisrael to someone who's only buried in Eretz Yisrael. Now there, and as I said, right, it is very interesting, and you can really build a whole thesis around Ula. Right, the Bavli also refers to Ula as Chavarenu Hayordim Me Eretz Yisrael. Right, you find this in Brachot Lamed Chet Amud Bet. And he also, the funny thing about Ula is that you have this very interesting complicated relationship that he had, right? So, for example, in Tanit Ted Amud Bet, Ula comes to Bavel and he saw the clouds, right? He saw clouds. And he said, okay, it's going to rain. Everyone put away your kelim because it's going to rain. And it didn't rain. And he said, oh, the people in Bavel are liars, their clouds are liars. Right? He had this, you know, complicated relationship with them. But then you have this fun, right, great complexity about it, that he goes and he buys dates, right? Because he saw how cheap dates were, and he said, what are these people in Bavel? Dates, which is this luxury, is so cheap and they don't learn Torah. But then he had a lot of the dates because they were so cheap and ended up, you know, having diarrhea and being stuck in the bathroom all night. And he said, Gevalt, right? These people in Bavel eat these knives and yet they managed to learn Torah. And he realized that they were great, right? He had this, right? He was like, you know, he's like a, you know, think about a shaliach. It's the shlichim come from Eretz Israel. On the one hand, they're like, wow, it's amazing. In Chutz La'aretz, certain things are amazing with communities. And sometimes they're like, no, you have to make aliyah. All of you are terrible. Right? Ula had this sort of complicated relationship with Eretz Israel. But you see both in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi that he goes back and forth, which highlights this this relationship. Now, Rabbi Meir, Have Idmach Le Basir. Meir also died in Asia, and Amar, and Moran Levnei, Ares Yisrael. Tell the people of Israel, I met Mishachon Ditchon, that this great one who was passed away, help him come back to Eretz Yisrael. Afilu Ken Amar Lon, but later said, Yavi Arsel Gif Yama, after he dies, put my, right, bury me by the shore. Right, so even in the temporary time, he wanted to be on the water because the water is connected, because all the world is connected. How do you know? Right? How do you know that Eretz Yisrael is connected? Because Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by water, and therefore it's connected to all the waters. Because it says, Hashem has founded Eretz Yisrael upon the seas and established on the rivers. Shema Yavim Sovim Eretz Yisrael, there are seven rivers. Yam Araba, the Mediterranean, we've talked about in the past. Right here, Yam Araba clearly means the Mediterranean, but the when the Gemara says Haroa Yam Gadol, that you make a brach on the Yam Gadol, it's a machloket. We've shown him whether that means the Mediterranean, and the reason it's Gadol in that case is because of its Sheikhut Eretz Israel, or for the purpose of brachot and being impressed, it's the ocean which creates a suffix brachot. Yam Tveria, right, the Kinneret, right, which is next to Tveria. Yam de Samchu, where the sea of Samach Tonis, or the water of Merom, or Lake Lekula. And apparently, according to the footnote in your article, apparently much of it has been drained. I haven't really looked into it. Yama de Milcha, the Dead Sea. Yama de Chulta, the Sea of Chulta. And Yama de Shaliot, possibly near Eilat, possibly the Gulf of Aqaba. Yama de Apamia and the Sea of Apamia, which is in Syria. There seems to have been a lake there. Vika Yama de Chamats, isn't there the lake of Chamats, which is maybe in western Syria? Gemara says, that doesn't count because it's not a natural sea. It's an artificial lake, which was made for Diocletian. Right, who was the emperor for from 284 CE for another 20 years. Now the Bavli's version Ayin Daled that says in addition to the four rivers, the Yarden, the Yarmouk, the Kirmion, and Pigah, and Ktiv. So once we're talking about the Kinneret, the Yam Tveria, Ktiv and Ishkaf al Pnei Yishimon, that it's seen from the surface of Yishimon, number of Chia Barba, Kol Mishol Lahar Yishimon, anyone who goes up to Mount Yishimon, Umatza, Kimin Kvara, Biyam Tveria, and finds a sieve-like shape, Zoe Beira Shel Miriam. That's the Bear Miriam. And Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Sharuna Rabbana, the Rabbana tried to figure out where it was, V'mechavne Kol Kavel, and it was opposite. Tara mitziata de chinsha atikta de sirugunin. De sirugnin. It was opposite the old shul of Sirungin. And now we finish up the burial in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Bar Kiria, Rebbe Lazar, Avin Mitailin, B. Istarton, they were walking on the highway. Ro Aron Shebon Michutz Laaretz Laaretz, and they see graves that are coming to Eretz Yisrael. The people being coming to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And Amar Rabbi Bar Kiria, the Rabbi Lazar Ma'ilu, and said, "What is the point of this?" Ani Kori Aleim Latisam, in their lives, you treat Eretz like an abomination. You didn't come live here, but Tavo V'Tamu at Artzim V'Mitatam. So now you come and you make my land tamei in your death, is repulsing your Yahu. Amr Leh came and came again. Eretz Yisrael, Noten Gush Afar. He says, well, once they reach Eretz Yisrael, they take a piece of dirt. Menichan al Ron, they put the dirt on their casket. Zichtiv, Ikiper, Admato, Amo. It says the earth will atone for the nation. So, as I mentioned before, despite the fact that the majority of this Sugya and the Bavli imply that there really is a value to being buried in Eretz Yisrael, even if you lived in Chutz La'aretz, this last line plus the Zohar is what leads the some Chassidish poskim, as I mentioned, like the Divrei Yatziv, to say that you should not, right? And he specifically points to this this Yerushalmi in as part of his in part of his argument. It's a very very long tshuva, actually not that long, but it's decently long. Now this is also the source of people taking a little bit of dirt from the from Eretz Yisrael and putting it on their casket, right? It's from this this passage here in the Yerushalmi. It appears in the Or Zeruah. Though he notes there's not really a raya that this is so important, because that might only be, as the Yerushalmi continues here, when you then bring the that may not help if it's buried in Chutz La'aretz, right? The whole point here is that it's when you're then going to bring it to Eretz Yisrael, right? That is a very, very different case than what some people do, which is simply putting a little bit of dirt from Chutz La'aretz, from Eretz Yisrael, when they're buried in Chutz La'aretz, right? That already, as he notes, that doesn't seem to be borne out here. Now, if you just look at the Divrei Yatzev, though, you'll see he has some interesting discussions that, right, it could be that part of the problem of bringing the bodies that you bring with Tamei, and then he gets into a discussion of our Artsadikim Mitame, which is also a fascinating discussion where the Hasidic post can stake out really a different position than the non-Hasidic post can. Again, if you want to see more on it, so you can look there in the Divrei Yatzev. As for the minhag of having dirt from Eretz, so again, I mentioned that the Or Zeruah says that it's this does seem to be the source, even though it seems to be problematic. If you want to see a long discussion about it, so you can look here in the Alei Tamar, and he gives you a summary of the issue. Now, I'll just point out he also has a very interesting discussion here, right, based on the Gemara's discussion that, right, it's not the same as someone whose soul is spit out by his mother, right, near his mother, as one is spit out, in a tummy land, right. He sees a hint to that, to there being a value of family members being around when somebody dies. So again, a lot of these available, so good. If you want to see more, you can look at the Alei Tamar, but we'll stop here. We've gone through most of this Amud actually, and we'll pick up later.